Blog Talk Radio.
What's up? This is Ron Bailey.
Hey, hey, it's Kelly from MMEO.
Motivation Music Education Organization.
Our mission is to better the community and build our youth's future.
Motivating the youth through music by teaching the art of writing and producing music.
Video production and marketing. We'd like to welcome all of our family and friends to please come join us May the 11th, 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. for the third annual Spring Fling in the Park.
For more information, check out our website at mmeo2016.org.
I know you heard the term, what happened in Vegas stays in Vegas. Now you can bring a part of Vegas home with you with a pair of Lush shoes. Lift up your spirit, L-U-S. You can get them at www.alibshoes.com/LUS-3.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
The views and comments do not reflect the opinions of eWater Radio. All comments and views are show guest views and in no way reflect views or comments of eWater Radio or its affiliates.
And you are listening to Let Them Know, MMEO, on eWater Radio.
Broadcasting live.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in the world. My name is Steven Solo, with my brother and founder of MMEO, and also the star of this podcast, Ron Stone.
What's up?
For the first ever Let Him Know MMEO podcast. How you doing, Ron Stone?
All right, all right. How you doing?
First and foremost, I want to say, I want to thank everybody for tuning in on this wonderful day. Now, we're going to get in-depth conversation of what MMEO is. Okay, this is the podcast that talks about MMEO and what we do. So I'm going to hand over the mic to my boy Ron Stone, and he's going to tell us a little bit more about MMEO.
What's up? How's it going, everybody? Now, MMEO, Motivation Music Education Organization, we're based here in Las Vegas, Nevada, and our mission is to bring the youth together, and we have programs that teach the youth how to write music, produce music, video production, and marketing.
If you don't mind me asking, now for all those who are listening, I am a part of MMEO, but for everybody who's tuning in right now, I want them to understand what it is we're trying to achieve with MMEO and the public. So when did MMEO start?
We started in 2016.
Whose idea was it?
It was a bunch of people were part of it because we seen the youth out there and them doing negative things out in the community.
So what kind of negative things are we talking about? Like gangbanging?
Gangbanging, hustling out in the streets, just doing non-productive things in life.
So what's our aim? What are we trying to accomplish for the youth? I mean, okay, so basically MMEO is targeting is a bad word, but we're aiming our attention towards underprivileged teenagers. But what about teenagers that are privileged? Could they also be a part of MMEO?
Oh, yes, definitely. All the youth are invited to come join this program so we could have them spend their time productively inside the studio, inside our safe haven, where they could write music, produce music, and so forth, and become successful in what they do.
So essentially, MMEO is a nonprofit organization that teaches music, motivation, video production. What else am I missing?
That's basically about it. They could always come in and we'll mentor them, motivate them into doing positive things and we have other things that goes on, like our annual event, the May Day Spring Fling. We have coming up Saturday, May 11th, we're doing a tribute to mothers, and we have the youth come out and perform, either if they want to perform, rap, sing, play an instrument, dance, do poetry. I would love for the youth to come out and have their family and friends support them as we move forward.
Now, for those of you that are listening that are not in the Valley Vegas area, this is, for now, for at least the most part, it's we're centrally located in Las Vegas, but eventually the idea is to bring MMEO to every major city across the United States. States. See, I'm hungry, man. I'm a big guy. But anyways, that's the idea moving forward, is to bring MMEO to every major state. Like Ron said, what we're trying to do is encourage the youth, teach the youth to use their creativity as a means of a better end, as opposed to gangbanging on the streets. Are you a musician yourself, Ron Stone?
I am not, but I am willing to learn everything in this industry, in the music industry, definitely.
Tell us a little bit about yourself, Ron Stone. Because as we move forward with future podcasts, with all seriousness aside, you're going to learn to love this guy.
Yes, definitely. Especially that we're working on our office right now, and so then we could video this podcast and also bring the youth to the office and have them record.
Okay. Yeah. So in other words, with MMEO, we also want to teach stuff like video editing. We also want to teach. I'm a Fruity Loops aficionado. Okay, so I create beats, although I'm not that good. I'm really old school. Ron and I, we're not going to give out our ages, because if we were to do that, the youth won't listen to us. So we'd rather not give out our ages. But we're old school, you know, Biggie, Pac, Bone Thugs, you know, that's kind of the kind of style I cater to when I compose music. Now, moving forward with MMEO, this is something we want to teach the youth. You know, we not just rap music, but anything in general that will bring the creative side of a child's life, where they can focus their full potential on being creative. Not only that, but in the future as well, MMEO will be bringing financial education to students, how to properly manage your money, okay, is one thing, all right? Real estate investing is another. And for the record, Ron Stone and I are both real estate investors. And this is a very interesting story that I want to share to everybody, because you and I, we're your average Joe.
Yes.
Like, okay, we actually have troubled pasts. We were both troubled, although we didn't grow up together, but we both had troubled pasts. I myself was formerly into drugs, not of the, that's what I was into. I was very hot-headed. And what about your past?
My past, I just grew up with the wrong crowd and doing a little gangbanging here and there, the regular street life, hustling.
Now, mind you, for those of you that are listening, I don't want to be a chatterbox, but Ron Stone's kids' friends call him OG, just for the record, okay? And that's because he's original, you know, with what he does, and he was a gangster before. Yes, no? Maybe?
I plead the fifth.
Okay. Okay, good. So again, just a few bullet points here. What MMEO represents, what our goal is for the future, and what we plan to contribute to society. And we also look forward to partnering with other nonprofit organizations that are doing something similar to us, doing something similar to what we're doing. Prison ministries, we're also Christians as well, okay? So if you are listening and you are a CEO of a nonprofit organization, I highly urge you to take a look at our site. And you want to tell us a bit about our site?
Our site is MMEO 2016.org. Yes, definitely check us out. You'll see what we have done in the past, what we have going, our vision. And like what Steve Solo said, is that we do want to go out to different cities and definitely different countries to find musically talented, gifted youth. So we would like them come out, join us here in Las Vegas to perform at different events.
Yeah, we do have an event coming up in May, which is called the third annual Spring Fling. May Day Spring Fling, which we have at a park. And what we do is we like to showcase talents of the youth. They perform. You know, we have food. Everybody's invited. If you're in the Vegas area and you are listening, what's the location of the place, Ron Stone?
It is a Children's Memorial Park.
Do you have the address?
It will be at Children's Memorial Park at 6601 West Gowan Road, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89108.
There you go. So that's the third annual. Third annual meaning this is the third event that we've had, right? How would you describe the first two events?
The first one, keep it real, wasn't really that big, but we had a lot of support. Kids came by, performed on the stage. DJ came by. Kids had a lot of fun. The youth had a lot of fun. Different people came out to support.
For those listening? Is it a talent show? No competition, right? It's just performances.
Yes, we don't want to call it a talent show because usually they compete and then they're judged at the end. We don't want to judge the youth's talent while they're there because it's not a competition. We're just there for them to get out their comfort zone, get on the stage, and just perform in front of their friends and family. So with this, it causes family unity because when they come and support the kids know that their friends and family come to support them, and then so it'll make them feel better and motivate them to push harder in what they do in life, and especially if they want to become a musical artist, and they could pursue their goals, make CDs and perform everywhere,
right?
Make videos and right. So forth.
So also, we're trying to promote positivity through music, whatever your talent is. But generally, we don't have to be musically inclined to want to say be a part. Say for example, I'm a 15-year-old kid in a rough area of Las Vegas. What do I do to be a part of the organization, or how can I reach out to you? What can I do to be a part of MMEO? What would you recommend?
That's a good question, Steve Solo, because we always go out with the city of Las Vegas. We see different schools in the community, and we do promote this program and this organization, because when a child does want to learn anything like how to do play an instrument or produce beats or so forth, then we will guide them the right direction. If we don't know how to do it, then we know somebody in the community that would love to teach the youth how to do things so they don't end their dreams right then and there. They can still move forward.
Okay, cool. So say, for example, video editing as well. I want to be a rapper / video professional. Are you going to offer classes to me?
Yes. We have multiple classes available. First, we take you with the programs. We want to take you step-by-step program because we don't want you to just jump into different categories. We first want you to sit down, write the music, and then move to the next program, and that's producing your own track. And then you move on to the video production, and then marketing.
Now, generally, a lot of the kids, though, I know are troubled, don't really know how to play a guitar or play a keyboard. Is there a possible way if I wanted to take lessons in, say, the piano? Could you help me with that?
Yes, we can, and we have different people that teach that type of things. But first, our biggest thing for MMEO is that we want you to focus on school first. Your studies is the number one thing on our list. Your studies, then come in and do music and have fun with us.
You believe in that conspiracy theory where school is a waste of time? To tell you the truth, look, I didn't graduate college. Did you?
I didn't even have my GED until later on in life. I'd say about 3 years ago.
So the American dream is possible without education, do you think?
It is, if you have that drive, that determination in life. Anything that you do in life, if you do it to the fullest, you're going to see results. And from results, it'll lead to more success in life.
Can you give us a few tips on your success principles for kids, 15, 16-year-old, troubled youth? I remember at a conversation we had a while back, you talked about 24 hours in a day. Can you explain that to everybody who's listening right now?
Yes, for MMEO, our motto is 24 hours, use it or lose it. So we believe that every human being has 24 hours on this earth. So what you do to utilize the 24 hours, that will determine how far you'll get in life.
Bingo. Because with Bill Gates, Steve Jobs, they all have 24 hours in the day, right?
Yes.
That's the thing I hate about kids when they tell me they have no time, especially my 18-year-old or my 14-year-old. When I would tell my daughter, hey, go clean the back, and she would say, I have no time. I was like, girl, you better make time. You better find the time. Because when a person says that they have no time, it basically means that they have no drive to do what you request them to do. Now, if you're interested in something, you make the time for it. You create it. You don't grab it out of thin air, but you utilize the time that you have with you at that particular moment. So it's a very good principle.
Yes, definitely. Because my son, he likes to produce music. He likes to rap. But the only thing that I see is he has determination, but he has to put in more time and effort in what he does. Because my brother-in-law, you got to check him out.
His
name is Sugar Shane. He's from the Bay Area. Real aggressive. Loves to do music. Got lots of tracks out on there. Got a couple videos out on YouTube. And I've seen this man really go in the studio and put it down. He puts in his work. His work ethic is there to produce the track amount of tracks that he did. So I believe that any youth, if they put in the time and effort, they're able to make any dream happen.
Right. I believe that too. I've seen countless success stories. I mean, take your typical rapper right now. Troubled youth. But what differentiates, say, Tyga? Take your typical musician. I wouldn't say. Actually, musician is a very broad spectrum. A person does not have to be musically inclined, such as a gift to play the piano, saxophone, or trumpet, to be considered a musician. Being creative with, say, a beat. I've seen this all over YouTube. I see this all over YouTube where a person doesn't know how to play a simple instrument, mm-hmm. but he can beat on a bunch of trash cans and create a beat out of it. That's considered, in my opinion, that's considered a musician, because a musician will be able to take any particular sound and create it into a melody, into a great sound. So if you are listening right now, or say you are a father, mother, and you see potential in your child, the best thing you could do as a parent is to encourage that particular spark. I listen to a lot of T.D. Jakes. For those of you who don't know T.D. Jakes, he's a Christian minister. He, very, very influential in my life. I listen to a lot of his principles.
Motivated speaker, yes, sir.
Motivational speaker. But I take a lot of his Christian principles as well. He's one of the guys that I would say I listen to him on days when I'm down. And T.D. Jakes is a big idol. I wouldn't say idol, but he's a big influence on a lot of my thought processes. So one thing that he said, I remember in a particular sermon where he was talking about his granddaughter, was he found that she had a particular interest in organizational skills. So, and as a normal parent will say, I ain't got no time for that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's always the typical excuse. As a parent, you better make time. Mm-hmm. And if you see that your kid has a particular talent for a certain thing, or say they're interested in a certain subject, you got to help them harness it.
Mm-hmm.
So what T.D. Jakes did was he told his daughter that that she needs to enroll her daughter, T.D. Jakes' granddaughter, into leadership classes, mm-hmm. to help bring that organization, the organizational skill out. That is a thing. That's a crucial thing with the youth today. You know, is spotting. And I think Ron Stone has this innate ability to say, hey, he's good at this, he's good at that, even if the person doesn't really know. Because Ron would always tell me, hey, you're really good at that. I'm like, nah, I ain't good at that. You know, and I would say, hey, Ron, you're pretty cool too.
Yeah, definitely. You have to keep it real with the youth. And with other people, definitely. And you don't want to bring them down at the same time. If they lack of anything, then motivate them to do better and help them to do better. So in the long run, they'll be a better person in what they do. You know, I always set an example to the youth and other people. Everything's just like riding a bike. When you were young, you didn't know how to ride a bike. But you had determination to ride the bike. So now, anybody could just hop up on a bike and ride.
Right, exactly.
So, Steve, what do you think that the youth needs nowadays, that's lack of nowadays from what we grew up with?
Well, I'm going to say this is, I think technology is a good thing, but I think the youth right now, they're becoming less sociable through, say, the iPad, the iPhone. And I see that now we see a lot of internet gangsters. Back in my day, when there was a problem, we scrapped. We did stuff.
Yep.
But now everybody goes back and forth on the keyboard. Now, I'm not saying the general, you know, I'm not saying all youth do it. But I'm saying that the way that you and I grew up, because we're the same age, basically. Mm-hmm. Right around the same age. When we had fun, we went out. The only thing we had was a Nintendo.
Atari.
Well, yeah. Ew, you try to say you. Oh, okay. Ron Stone is old. Ron Stone is Lulu. For those of you uninitiated, Lulu means grandpa.
I just got two grandkids, man.
That's so hard to believe, though. But anyways, what I think that the youth need to do is I think that they need to get out more, literally socialize mm-hmm. more. I see a lot of kids with their faces in phones all the damn time.
Man, just stuck in the house, nothing, stuck playing Xbox, PS4. Not to say that's good, but sometimes it'd be all right. But for you just to sit in front of a TV and sit on the couch all day and have nothing productive done, like what you said about your example with your daughter, I have issues like that with my two kids.
I think everybody now, I mean, parents now have this particular issue. And for parents that are listening, you think it's a distraction, so you don't have to pay attention to your kids. But look, you got to minimize it. Get your kids to go out. I'm not the perfect dad, but I'm trying to explain that a lot of, I used to do this when my kids were small. I just sit them in front of a TV, and then I go cook, I go clean, sit them in front of a. I found out that's destructive, but I used to sit them in front of the Xbox.
Yeah.
And then I used to think that was okay, because, of course, as parents, we need to get stuff done around the house.
Yeah.
There's a perfect time. You know, they can,
yep.
30 minutes to an hour. I mean, my 14-year-old still does it, but when I'm not home, or, you know what I'm saying? But there has to be a certain limitation for things. So to answer your question, I think that the youth, this generation, has to go out more. Proper etiquette. I see the youth now is very thin-skinned. You know what I mean by thin-skinned? They get offended easily.
Yes, they do.
Like, it's just like the littlest thing set kids off nowadays.
Yeah. I think us as parents, we got to get on them more so they don't act like that.
Yeah. Huh. I always teach my daughter to be thick-skinned.
Yeah.
Because regardless of how the world is, the world doesn't care about your feelings or how you feel about a certain situation.
We'll keep on going.
Keep on going. Let's move on to another subject about the nonprofits, and I'll have Ron Stone talk more about that.
So our mission is to go around. We get with different nonprofits and other organizations in the city of Las Vegas. And for the listeners out there, if you have a nonprofit or an organization that you would like us to put on the air and let them know, let the community know that you're available and what you guys do, feel free to contact us at mmeo2016.org. Contact us, let us know, so then we could do an interview at one of our podcast shows to let the community know, what do you guys do? What's your mission? What do you guys want to see, the change, and so forth? So we're going to go out, get with different nonprofits, different organizations, connect with them, help them out and what they're doing, and provide more use.
More use?
Amen. And let the community know that they're available so they can come support your nonprofit and your organization out there.
Okay. So any kind of nonprofit, right?
Any kind of nonprofit, any kind of organization, anything that betters the community, betters the youth, to make the world a better place for the future. Because right now, it seems like it's getting worse. Do you think that?
It seems like it, you know, it seems really critical now. I believe in a lot of Bible prophecies, but we won't get into that. Probably, for the most part, the first episode, it sounds a little bit serious for those of you that are listening. That's because we want to give a serious aspect to what this podcast is about, MMEO, what we plan to do in the future, how we plan to put our legacy with the next generation. Moving forward, you know, podcast is going to be pretty lighthearted, you know.
Oh, yes, definitely.
We're going to be interviewing kids, too.
Yes.
Successful kids, their principles and what they do, their morning rituals, because that's a very important topic we need to talk about. Mm-hmm. The morning will determine your day.
Yes.
So if you start your morning crabby, your whole day is going to be crabby.
Yep.
So these are certain principles also we're going to talk about and how to get your kids on the right foot.
Yes. Start your day positive, in the right direction, no matter what happens that morning. you just say to yourself, today's going to be a good day. Good things will happen to me.
Mm-hmm.
And mentally, it will, because that's how I start off my day. Is the first 20 minutes of my day, I wake up, I listen to motivation speeches, say good morning to the family, and because I know it's a blessed day for me to wake up and see another day in life.
Right. Attitude of gratitude,
attitude,
right?
Attitude, gratitude. Let your kids know that so they could be the same way and have that same type of determination and same type of positive energy. So, yes, we are going to be interviewing young artists, and also we want to interview established artists that are willing to help mentor the youth and tell them how you got there successfully in your musical, in your music business, and what you had to do and the obstacles that you went through to get where you're at. So feel free to contact us so we could do more things, interviews, and also partner you up with the youth that's trying to do bigger and better things in life.
I think that's about all.